This is WTJU. My name is Jack, and this is an interview with Sam Roberts of Fried Egg. How you doing, Sam?
Good.
Great to have you here in the studio. So, been listening a lot to this new record, Back and Forth. Really enjoying it. I guess to start off, a good question would be, how did Fried Egg begin? What's the story?
I was in another group with our original guitarist, and I was doing vocals in that band. And he wanted me to play drums in a band, which I hadn't done in a few years.
Oh, man.
So we were just kind of jamming on some ideas, and we were in like a shared practice space in Richmond. And our friend Sam, who plays bass in the band, he heard us playing down the hall, and he was asking, like, what's up with these songs? What's it for? Do you have like a full lineup? And he wanted to play. So he joined, and he ended up writing a lot of material for us.
Nice. Yeah. I noticed Sam is... certainly very involved in the band. He's kind of the internet image of the band seems to be managed by Sam Richardson.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. People like get our names mixed up. Yeah. But once you meet us, we don't look similar, so that helps.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's two Sam R's, so like.
Sam R, yeah.
So I think we're both coming from like just like intense rock music of a lot. And I mean, it's like hardcore and punk from the 80s and then like more recent bands as well. I think we're aware of other like current hardcore records coming out. Definitely. I'm not going to say we're purists or anything like that. So we're definitely
for sure
of the current scene.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys embrace it. I got to see, there's a video of one of your performances at Magnolia House up on YouTube that really shows like the intensity of the show.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool video. Is that the one? It's like a shot on VHS.
Yeah, it looks like it's
pretty
grimy.
Our friend from DC has like a cool camera. I think it like you can still kind of hear the songs, but it's like really blown out and disorienting.
It's really great. It seems to really, it really embraces the aesthetic of the hardcore intense punk stuff you're going for.
Yeah, that's our friend from DC. He's in a band called Rashomon.
Yeah, I noticed there's a lot of crossover between the bands here because you've been in a couple other bands too.
Yeah, I play in a group called Wild Rose right now,
cool.
Which is all Charlottesville members, which is nice because Fried Egg is like split between Richmond and here, so we have to travel to practice from either one place or to the other. But Wild Rose is like all Charlottesville group, and that's a little bit more, maybe more melodic, maybe like more traditional hard rock, not like crazy punk hardcore stuff. Like,
sure,
maybe a little more pleasing to listen to, or that's the goal.
No, I think Fried Egg is very pleasing to listen to, honestly. I'm really loving this record.
Yeah, if you've got maybe like a twisted sense of humor or something,
maybe
wrong with that.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm just a fan for sure of the intensity and and the production on this is really good too, honestly.
Yeah, that's Ricky Olson in Richmond. He has a studio called The Ward. It's really cool. It's like a giant open room. It's the entire top floor of, I'm blanking on the name of it, but there's like a music store. They sell PAs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine like a big open floor space for like a retail area, the upstairs is the same floor space but totally empty. So you just set up like your drums and your amps, but it's like, it's a big room. So that's
a lot of natural reverb up there, I guess.
It's really cool. Yeah, I like recording there.
That's awesome. And this is on Beach Impediment Records, which is also from Richmond, from what I can tell.
Yeah, well, the name started for that label from the singer, or the guy who does that label is from Virginia Beach. And I think he was living down there when the label started. But that Beach Impediment is like a stupid pun, but it's like from a song from this band in the 80s called The Front Line. And they were like a Virginia Beach hardcore band.
Okay.
So the first record on that label was like a reissue of the Front Line album.
Wow, nice. Yeah. It's a great name.
It's funny, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
It's a good label. I like a lot of the stuff they put out. I like a lot of those bands.
Yeah, big shout out to Beach Impediment. We've just gotten kind of a care package from them.
Awesome.
This came in the mail with that. Cool, and that's kind of how I got into looking into your stuff and then went back and listened to the Flexi Egg release.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. So your first release was on a Flexi disc.
Yeah, well, because we self-released it. So like Sam, who plays bass, the other Sam, he has a label, but he didn't really want to put it out on his label just because he had other stuff. And like he just thought it would be cool to like, a lot of bands like put out a demo tape or like a professional recording on a tape because it's cheap. But we realized, like, our songs were so short when the band first started that we could fit it on one side of a record. But, like, we didn't want to pay for a whole 7-inch. So a flexi's, like, almost just as cheap as a tape. If you
really
do it. If you do a one-sided flexi, it's almost just as cheap as getting tapes, like, duplicated.
Wow. You wouldn't imagine that, but I guess it makes sense. Yeah. So few artists release flexi discs.
They're kind of annoying if you're like, I collect records. I have a ton of records, but I'm not really that obsessed with like the condition of them. I don't beat them up or like abuse them or anything, but like some people are like, they want everything to stay in mint condition for 20 years or whatever.
Right.
And if with the flexi, if you're playing it on any regular basis, it just kind of deteriorates.
Yeah, that's true. Who cares? Definitely. Yeah, you got to enjoy it while it exists. Yeah. You know, the fact that it is physical is kind of part of it, I think, and the deterioration factor.
Yeah,
but definitely. And this record, Back and Forth, this new one, you can check this out. You've got a Bandcamp page with, I think, all of your music is up there. You've got
Should be. We got the mixtape, which is like a bunch of our friends and other people we've like run into on tour, and then some Virginia bands as well.
Yeah, it's a great little thing on Friday, va.bandcamp.com.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah. So check that out for sure. And on Beach Impediment Records. So I just want to get a little bit more background about you specifically. What kind of musical upbringing you had growing up?
Well, my parents didn't really push any music on me. I don't think music is like their biggest interest in life, which is fine. But I got into music from like my older cousins who I would spend time with. They were into like 90s punk, like, you know, bands like Rancid or something like that, like kind of when that was really popular. So I got into that stuff, and then I just got into, you know, exploring harder music like the proto punk, classic punk, hardcore, and like as I was in high school, there was like a lot of good bands coming out of Richmond, and I was just excited by that. Like, hardcore wasn't my favorite style until I started going to shows and seeing bands, and it was like, it was exciting to see something of high quality happening. And I think that really just grabbed me. I was like, these bands are doing a really good job of what they're doing, even though that wasn't my original favorite kind of music.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're coming at this from a music lover, you know, and then you...
Yeah, I mean, I try to be pretty open. I don't listen to, like, a huge variety of stuff, to be honest, but I tried it.
Yeah,
definitely. To be open-minded, yeah.
And then how did you get into playing drums?
I just thought drums were cool, and I convinced my parents to buy me some drums when I was a kid.
Nice.
And I still have I only own one drum set. I'm due to buy a new one.
Wow.
That thing is, it's an okay shape.
What kind of drum set is it?
It's like a Pearl. It's not a great drum set, okay. But I know how to tune them. You know, I try.
Yeah, definitely. If you're using your drum set on any of these recordings, it's holding up well.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's holding up real well. Yeah. You got to take good care of the heads and whatnot, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're replacing heads.
Yeah.
Year or so.
Yeah. I'm due to do that as well. It's like a car, right?
Oh man, yeah. I'm a drummer as well.
Yeah. Okay. Then you know. Yeah. You always have to replace something. That's just part of it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I noticed here on the inside sleeve, it says this record is dedicated to the memory of Will Clark. Can you speak about that and what that means?
Yeah. That's a friend of ours. Everyone in the band who passed away earlier this year. And he was not only a good friend, but he was a big supporter of the band. He came out to all our shows. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
just,
really
just
nice.
Seemed appropriate. It was really kind of a no-brainer. I think somebody mentioned it, and we all said, oh, yeah, of course. Got to put that in there. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And you've got your P.O. box in here as well.
Yeah, I think that's Sam's. But you can. I don't think anyone's ever written a letter to us. We get a lot of emails, but I don't.
Well, let's put it on here and see if anyone wants to write to Friday at P.O. Box 25045, yep. Richmond, Virginia, 23260.
Yeah, write us a letter.
Write to them. And in the band, we've got Eric, Tyler, Sam, and Sam in a nice picture here.
Mm-hmm. That's from a show in Chicago that we played when we were on tour earlier this year.
So you've been traveling quite a bit then?
Yeah, we've done a few tours. We went up to like Canada and like the Northeast around this time last summer. And then in the fall, we did like down to like Atlanta and Nashville, and then into the Midwest, like St. Louis, Indianapolis, Chicago,
nice,
Cleveland.
So do you notice a difference in crowds in different areas of the United States and North America?
Yeah, I really like playing in the Midwest. I really relate to like the scene out there. I feel like people are really, really care about music.
Yeah,
it's not just like going for something to do, like, you know, like they really like to see bands. They're really excited to see new bands.
Cool.
And engage with them and stuff like that.
So what's your best show you've had?
That's hard to say. We played Damaged City Fest in DC, which is like a really cool fest. Yeah. I went like the first 3 years just as a fan or like a spectator, and so it was cool to get to play that because I think it's like they always get good bands. It's a good environment.
Nice, yeah. Nice. That's great. Yeah. And you've got a tour lined up here soon too, right?
Yeah, we're flying out to the West Coast to do like 2 weeks of shows out there.
Wow.
Yeah, we're playing Olympia Hardcore Festival, which I've never been to because I can't afford to go fly just to go watch a show.
Yeah.
But it seems like a cool fest I've had my eye on for a few years, so I'm excited to check that out.
Nice.
Get out there, yeah.
And you've gotten some shows in Seattle, is that right?
Yep, we're playing Seattle. I think we're playing a house show in Seattle, so that'll be interesting.
Cool.
See what that's like, yeah.
And then locally, you're playing Magnolia House again here soon, aren't you?
That's in the day after tomorrow, yeah. So I was just 23rd. Saying, yeah, so this picture on the insert of the record is from our show in Chicago, so we met these guys, Tarantula, mm-hmm. who I had met some of those guys. They were in another band that toured around, so I met them back then, but they've got a new group, and it's great, and it's cool. They're driving all the way to Charlottesville from Chicago, which is like 12 and a half hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, those guys are crazy. We don't do that.
That's dedication, yeah. Really.
So, yeah, it's cool because they're playing like Charlottesville, Philly, New York, Cleveland. It's like definitely the outlier on the tour, but they wanted to come here. I asked them. I just had been emailing them, and I was like, if you ever need a show in Virginia, let me know. I'd love to set it up. And I didn't think they would drive here for 12 hours to come play a house, but they're doing it. It should be an awesome show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope to be there for sure. And yeah, you've got some other bands on the ticket as well.
Yeah. So Haircut. So I think I mentioned when the band first started, it was with our former, Tyler plays guitar now, but Daniel Birdie plays in Haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the original guitarist for Friday.
Cool.
So he played on the Flexi. He helped write some of the material on the previous 7-inch from this one.
Yeah.
And his new group is called Haircut. And they're a great band.
And they're Charlottesville local, right?
They're a Charlottesville group, yeah. I think most of the band is about to move to Richmond, so they're about to, I guess, technically become a Richmond band, which is, it's unfortunate. We need all the bands we can get in Charlottesville,
for sure,
if you ask
yeah.
me. But they're a great band. I'm excited that they're not breaking up or anything. They're going to keep it going in Richmond.
That's great, yeah. And I think they have some music online as well. You can check that out.
Yeah, they've got a couple tape releases. They've got like a demo tape and like a promo tape.
Yeah, for sure.
Good
yeah.
stuff, yeah.
You want to support Charlottesville? Would you consider that hardcore?
Haircut? Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't sound exactly like us, but that's cool, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Need some variety.
Yeah, you need variety, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing. It's awesome.
And I noticed, I would say, a little bit of crust punk influence in this as well.
Yeah, so I think, like, Tyler, who's our somewhat, well, he's been in the band for over a year, but so he's helped, this is the first record that he helped write material for.
Yeah.
And he and I, and I think Eric and Sam, the whole band, is definitely into, I don't know if we'd say we're into crust, but, like, what bands that are labeled is that, I think, draw influence from, we also draw influence from.
Right.
It's, like, a lot of bands from, like, Sweden and Finland is like that, like really raw, like D beat is like
exactly D
beat. It's just like chaotic.
That's
and it's interesting music. Interesting music to listen to. It's really easy to write boring punk music. Punk can people think it's easy, but it doesn't have to be. You can put a lot of work into it and like try to make music that is interesting to listen to. And we think like, I think like a lot of that like Swedish and like Japanese stuff is like, yeah, it's very raw and kind of disorienting. And that's like a way to look at crafting a song.
Yeah, this stuff is really intricate. You've written some really detailed and songs with a lot of depth, for sure.
Cool, I appreciate that.
The lyrics are great, and especially...
Oh, yeah, I don't write the lyrics or the guitar parts for that matter, but I think they are good songs. I agree.
No, I'm excited. I think the songs are fantastic. The performances, too. And I'm really excited to see you live at Magnolia coming up here soon. So thanks for coming into the studio, Sam.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much for having me.
This was great, and everyone be sure to go out to Magnolia this Friday, the 23rd. And get to see Fried Egg, Haircut, and Tarantula.
And Public Acid.
That's right.
From Greensboro. They're driving up as well.
What kind of band are they?
They're like a D-beat band. I think they're like pretty influenced by all that like raw European hardcore stuff.
Cool.
But maybe that's not for me to say, but that's what I hear. Yeah.
Well, it was great having you. And let's listen to a little bit of some of this record. Thanks for coming, and hope to talk to you soon.
Cool. Thanks.